Delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us with health and strength, and able to come back to fellowship one with another and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We're delighted to see those of you who God has blessed, and you have taken advantage of His loving kindness. Tonight, for a few minutes, we shall be, you said, oh, Sister Brown will say, don't say that. Come back, words. Now, what are you going to do? How are you going to charge me? You don't even know about the word because they came back. Praise the Lord. We're delighted to see all of you. I just turned my head this way and I saw someone that we haven't seen for a couple of worship services. And we know why she was absent. I'll call no name and bear no blame. Delighted that God has brought us with. Let's talk for a few minutes from the book of Numbers. Numbers. Moses has been leading the children of Israel for a few years, very few. Brought them out from Egyptian slavery. They've been there for 40 years, slaves. For 40 years. That's a long time. By the grace of God, He sent Moses and his brother down there to rescue them. He brought them out with a mighty hand. And He was able, before they left, they didn't leave empty-handed. And we are talking about not just 1,000 people. We don't know how many people, but a whole heap of them. And when I say a heap, a whole heap of people that were slaves for 30 years, God's people. God sent Moses to bring them out. God brought them out with a mighty hand. Pharaoh decided that he decided that he wanted them to come back. Formed his army and chased after them. The children of Israel, the way they traveled, they came to a point where there were mountains on either side of them, and they had walked, and came to a river. Now, we're not talking about two or three people. They came to a river. And the king that had used them for 30 years as slaves, he decided, I don't think I want them to go. So he formed his military. You are familiar with this story. I want to move quickly through there. And chased after them. And here the children are, Israel, water in front of them, army behind them. And we're talking about thousands of people. To go across the river. Bible doesn't give us any information whether or not they knew how to swim. But being slaves for 40 years, I doubt seriously that they knew how to swim. God didn't take that into consideration. He just opened up the water. Didn't even hesitate. Opened up, you know. He opened up the river. Divided the waters. And even dried the bottom of the river. So that they walked through on dry land. They made it safely through. And then after they made it, for several years, they are traveling in the wilderness. Facing, on two occasions, two great kings with mighty armies in the wilderness. God gave them victory in both cases. They traveled and they came to... There was a point where they had not had water for quite some time. And they began to complain about that. God blessed Moses to be able to give them some water out of a rock. And now they have reached the banks of the river that they must cross and be where God is endeavoring to take them. They can see the lion from this side of the river, and all they need to do is just cross this river, and they'll be in the promised land that God had promised them. God speaks to Moses. You've read it, chapter 13. God says to Moses, "Send thou men," chapter 13, verse 1. "Send some men over to search out the land that I'm giving them." Moses followed God's instructions. He chose 12 leading men. Men that was in responsible position to go over and check out the land. They went and came back with a report of what they saw and what they found, and what kind of land it was, what kind of people did you see over there. When we come to chapter 14, people are sad. Why are they sad? Because the men that they sent over, 12 of them, two men from each tribe. No, 12 men, one from each tribe. They came back and they gave him a glowing report. Oh, it's a great land. But when you look at chapter 14, and they told him, verse 27. Well, let me start with verse 26. "And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel." Who are they coming back to? Coming back to the people of God. These are people of God that God has rescued, and they have seen his works. Even gave him, made bitter water sweet, opened up the sea, dried the bottom. They'd seen his miracles. Gave them victory over two great kings, Sihon and Og. Not a problem. And now the men come back with a report. They went and came, verse 26. They went and came back to Moses, to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel. They even brought back some of the fruit, grapes, of the land. And they brought back enough that it took two men to carry it, because the grapes were so large. Boy, we could eat up some grapes there and have a good time. I remember when I was a little boy that I better get on with this lesson. Never mind what happened a few years ago. Verse 28. They bragged about the fruit of the land. But look at the first word in verse 28. And you know immediately what's going to happen. From positive to negative. "Nevertheless, the people, be strong that dwell in the land." Well, what about the people that you'd already dealt with in the wilderness? Two great kings, two mighty armies. Oh, church. And they tell them about the different tribes that they encountered. But there was two men in the 12 that they chose. These were leading brethren in the congregation. "Nevertheless, the people be strong." People be, that's in that land, and the bottom line, they're too big for us to try to handle. They are too big for us to try to handle. Well, who brought you to that land? Who brought you to that place where you were? Caleb had a different mindset. The people were upset because they had journeyed and went through all that they had gone through to get that close. And then to get this report, we can't do it. Caleb stilled the people before, verse 30, but Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said unto them, let us go. Let us go up and don't hesitate. Let us go up right now and take the land, and we, because we are well able to overcome it. Let us keep marching doggedly on in the pathway of duty, church, because God has brought us here. He has brought us here to this point. You didn't hear me. But the men that went up with him said, we are not able. We can't do that. You should have, when you keep reading, you should have seen those men over there. They got some men over there, big as giants, sons of Anak. They brought up an evil report, verse 32, regarding the land that they had searched, and gave it to the children of Israel. They let everybody listen in, apparently. And that land, they said, we can't take it. We cannot handle it. And there, verse 33, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak. Them people were so big, they were bigger than anybody we ever saw before, who come of the giants, and we were in our own sight. We look like grasshoppers compared to them. You're a child of God. Why are you belittling yourself? We are children of God and the will of God. And God's going to take care of us. We remain faithful, loyal, and committed. And all the congregation, verse 14, look at that, church. And all the congregation lifted up their voices. They cried, and the people, many of them, cried all night long. And all the children of Israel, and all the children of Israel did what? Murmured against Moses. Now, watch this. They murmured against Moses, but Moses was following some orders from another source. So by them murmuring against Moses, that also meant that they were murmuring against. Are you there? Amen. Amen. So be careful about murmuring against God's people. Be careful about murmuring against, especially be careful about murmuring against the Lord's leaders. And against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had done what? Died in the land of Egypt. And if we didn't die in Egypt, I wish we had died on the way to where we are at this point in time. Church, be mindful of what you think and what you say when we are working in the vineyard of the Lord, doing the will of the Father. Don't negate the work, and sure enough, don't negate God. Let me do verse 2 and 3 again. I didn't do 3, but let me do verse 2 along with, and then do 3 with verse 2. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. Whose idea was this to leave Egypt? Didn't God send Moses down there? Didn't they want to go? Verse 3. They said that we wish that we had died in this wilderness. Be careful what you wish for. God may bless you to get it, particularly if it's negative against his will. And they said one to another, let us get us a new preacher. Another captain. Watch it. And let us go back
to Egypt. Let us go back to Egypt.
Did you hear that? Sin will make you act a fool and talk like a fool. Let us, how are you going to get back across the sea that God opened up? He's not going to open up the sea for you. How are you going to get back? It's amazing what sin will cause you to say and to do. And they said one to another, let us make us a captain. We're going to get us a new preacher. And let us return to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, these are the only two in that 12 that had something positive to say. Let's go. And they spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we possess, which we pass through to search it, he says, it's a good land. It's a good land. If the Lord is pleased, or if the Lord delight in us, then he will do what? He will bring us into this land and give it to us. It is God who has brought us here, and the God who has brought us here will bless us to do the necessary work that needs to be done here. Are you following me, church? You did follow that, didn't you? Only rebel not against the Lord. Wait a minute. Did you see what these godly men said? Don't rebel against the Lord. They were shouting and carrying on regarding Moses. They didn't realize that Moses was following God. So when they rebelled against Moses, you still on the line? Be careful. Only rebel not against, verse 9, against the Lord. Neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. All we need to do is keep marching in the pathway of God. But all the congregation was upset. All the congregation bade stone them, and the Lord showed up. The Lord showed up. That's when he showed up and exercised his anger with those people. Because of all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles. I'm in verse 22. Which I did in Egypt, in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened or listened to my voice. Just think of all that God has already done. No. You didn't hear me. Think of what God has already done for us. By bringing us here. The Lord appears. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers. Neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit in him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Caleb, two made it. Two that left Egypt made it. Because God punished them. They were in slavery for 40 years. You're going to stay right here. You can look and see the land, but you can't go. 40 years. That's the penalty for disobedience. And everybody All the men that's over 20 and over will die in this wilderness during that period of time, all because of a lack of trusting God. Church, let us understand. This is simply a reminder, I know you do understand, of who brought us here. It was not we by ourselves. It was we by the grace of God has brought us here. And as the quotation is, he has brought us to it. Therefore, he will take us through it. Oh, you heard that too, huh? He has brought us to it, and he will take us through it. There is no such thing as we can't do this. Yes, they could do that, and we can do this as long as we hold faithfully to God's unchanging hand. It's a terrible thing that we see that happen in this case. Look at verse 27. How long shall I bear with, or shall I put up with this evil congregation? Why are they evil, Lord? They murmur against me. I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Moses, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. What you going to do, Lord? Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and up, which have murmured against me, will not, or doubtless, you shall not come. Without a doubt, you shall not come into the land which I promised to give you, concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, except Caleb of Jephunneh and Joshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, your youngsters, will grow up during that 40-year period of time, and they shall go over this land. When they grow up, I shall lead them and take them over. He was going to take them over, but all because of a lack of faith. We don't want that to happen with this project or any project that we believe the Lord is leading us in. We sing the song. We sing the song. Hold to what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Look what God said. Look at verse 36. And the man which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander regarding what the land that they had seen, like the heavenly host did not know what they are doing. That was a slap in the face of the Lord. And the man which Moses sent to search out the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague. Isn't that something? Before the Lord. But Joshua and Caleb, of the 12, only two lived through those 40 years and went to the promised land. When you read the rest of the verse, the chapter, it talks about when they got this report. Men of the army, some of the men of the military, the next morning, they got up, ripped, roaring, ran, and whatever you do to fix up those horses so you can ride them, and took their artillery, and we're going. Moses says, don't go. God said, don't go. Oh, so, yeah, we're going now. Well, he told you to go before and you didn't want to go. Now God says don't go and you do want to go. And I'll wind it up with this, the latter part of this verse. And Moses says, wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. You won't benefit. God said, don't go. Go not up, for the Lord God is not with you. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you are turned away from the Lord. Therefore, the Lord will not be with you. Just reading those few verses lets us know what? All we need to do is to hold to what? God's unchanging hand. Therefore, the Lord will not be with you. But they presume to go up unto the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites, the men that they were going to fight, came down, and the Canaanites, which dwelt in that hill, and smote them, and discomfited them, even unto Hormah. And they were overtaken by those who they thought they were going to overtake. We sing the song, as I said heretofore, hold to God's unchanging hand. This is not the elders' building, the deacons' building. This is the Lord's church. This is the Lord's place that he has brought his people to. And he didn't bring us to complete this. He brought us here to complete the whole place. Why? Because he is able. And all we need to do is to have faith and keep, let me rephrase that, to maintain our faith because we have it. To maintain our faith and keep marching doggedly on in the pathway of duty. As a hymnal, as we stand, I want to sing, hold to God's unchanging hand, Brother Burton, if we can. The lesson is yours. Whatever you need, if you need the prayers of the saints, you come. If you're not a member of the body of Christ and you want to become a member of the body of Christ, like the young lady did this morning, you come. The water is ready, the baptizer is ready, the garments are ready, you come. And we'll baptize you tonight, and you will be added to the family of God. Ain't that good news? Tonight, you can go home a child of God. You fight on. Yes, sir. The song is yours.
Time is filled with swift transition. Not of earth and moon shall stand.
Yes.